Republican Representative Andre Jacques says he will revise his bill with an amendment. It would allow use of existing cell lines derived from aborted fetuses before 2010. But Dean of UW Medical College, Robert Golden, says 100 labs on campus use fetal cells and alternative methods aren't feasible at this time.
This proposed law, in its current form, and even with the amendments to the extent that they have been shared with our university, will shut down promising lines of research in Wisconsin. It will cut off work in our state on diseases that cripple and kill.
The trade group for bioscience called BioForward opposes the bill. So does the Medical College of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Medical Society. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. Andre Jacques has introduced similar bills ever since he arrived in the legislature. He says he only wants to prevent the sale and use of aborted fetal tissue. He contends researchers could still use other fetal tissue.
If a mother suffers a miscarriage, or her baby is stillborn or dies during any non-abortive medical procedure, and she wishes to donate her child's body to research, such decisions would be perfectly legal and consistent with current practice.
Federal law already prevents the sale of fetal tissue and regulates use of it. Jacques says he's willing to amend the bill to allow researchers to use existing cell lines created before 2010. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.